Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for August 20th, 2024. Memorial of St. Bernard, Abbot and Doctor of the Church. Getting to the Top. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses, or brothers or sisters, or father or mother, or children or lands, for the sake of my name, will receive 100 times more, and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." Introductory Prayer. Lord, you know what is best for me, and that is why I believe in you. You are always faithful to your word and are more interested in my spiritual well-being than I am, and that is why I trust you. Despite my sins, you always give me your loving forgiveness, and that is why I love you, Lord. Petition. Lord, grant me a profound desire to reach heaven as shown by my proper use of material things. First Reflection, Entering the Kingdom. We know from the Gospels that Christ spends most of his public ministry preaching about the kingdom of heaven. God wants to be the king of our hearts. This is impossible if we are attached to things. When Christ says that it will be hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, he is speaking to every person. Christ is saying that to be attached to material things means not having room for God. It's not a matter of riches. Just as a mountain climber doesn't use heavy gear or take a weighty rucksack, in our spiritual climbing of the mountain, which is our intimate relationship with God, we need to be free of anything burdensome. Second Reflection, It Seems Impossible. The reaction of the disciples helps us to remember how easy it is for us to be attached to ourselves, to things, to pleasures, and to desires. To leave all of these to get to heaven may seem impossible for us to do. In fact, it is. No one can overcome these attachments without the help of God's grace. That is why Christ says, "For human beings, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible." God will take us to heaven if we let him. An overloaded boat will sink not because it is incapable of floating, but because the weight is more than it can carry. We can reach God when we empty ourselves and allow his grace to fill our hearts. Third Reflection, Having Nothing in Order to Have It All. We can usually give up something in order to receive something better. That is why the Apostle Peter, not really sure of what the prize of his following Christ is, asks the Master, "What will there be for us?" The reward of our renunciation is to be with Christ, forever sharing in his glory. The awesome thing is that Christ tells us it's not something we will receive in the future, but something we can already begin to receive here on earth. Saint John of the Cross, who had a profound love for Christ, understood very well that to come to the possession you have not, you must go by a way in which you possess not. The Ascent of Mount Carmel, Book 1, Chapter 13. Conversation with Christ. Lord, thank you for reminding me about what is necessary for me to do to reach heaven. It's so easy to get caught up with the things of this world and forget that they are worthless when compared to heaven. Resolution. I will offer up a concrete sacrifice. I will detach myself from something I like and reflect on heaven while doing it.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.